consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our Bible study in Deuteronomy chapter 10, and I hope you'll join us there as we consider God's Word today. What a blessing God's Word can be to you, and I hope it's a blessing to you today. Deuteronomy chapter 10, so we're going to be. Here we are in the midst of summer. And you know, when I was growing up, I loved summer. I still like summer. And down where we live in the South Florida in the Everglades, during this time of year, it rains pretty much every day. Here we have two seasons, a rainy season and a dry season, and now we're in that rainy season. And, you know, I kind of enjoy that and enjoy when it gets wet. And sometimes it gets a little too wet, we think, but we're thankful for the rain and thankful how God provides for us. Now, I need to let you know that this program is sponsored by Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word Ministries is a nonprofit organization in South Florida, and it is funded by people like you who send us gifts and help us out. We have a number of people who send us a gift monthly. We have some who send us a gift just as God leads them, and that's fine. And if you'd like to help us, you can do that through the website, considerhisword.org. And there's a place there where you can donate to this ministry. We'd be so grateful. You can also there click on the link that says Contact Us, and if you'll just simply write to us, tell us where you're hearing the broadcast, send us an address, and we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. An offering is not necessary for those. Those are just absolutely free. Now, you can also contact us by mail at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Deuteronomy chapter 10. The series is called What Does the Lord Require of Us? And Moses was talking to the people, and he had told them about how God had given him the Ten Commandments, and because of their idolatry, he had broken those tablets. God gave him another set. And while Moses is telling the people about them, he's also encouraging them to honor the Lord and to serve the Lord. I want to back up a little bit from what we've been reading. Back in verse 11, he said, "The Lord said to me, Arise, take thy journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swear unto their fathers to give unto them." Now, Deuteronomy 10:12 says, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good." Now imagine what's going on here. He gives them the Ten Commandments. He not only gives them the Ten Commandments, but in Deuteronomy, he goes through all of the law again that he had been given at Mount Sinai, laws that concerning worship, laws that concerned eating, laws that concerned relationships, all kinds of laws. I understand there's some 600 of them altogether. Yet it came down to this. God was not so interested in all obeying all of these laws as he was a relationship based on trust and love and service. And so he gave them this list. What does the Lord require thee but to fear him, to reverence him? Now, we talked about that last week. And if you'd like to go back and hear that message, that's also at the website. Again, considerhisword.org. Considerhisword.org. I'll get it right. And so he said to fear him, that was the first one, and then to walk in all his ways. And that's one we're going to be looking at today. The others are to love him, to serve him, and to obey him. And I believe all of these speak of our relationship with him, and especially walking with the Lord and walking in his ways. Isaiah 2:5 says, O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. I want you to think about this. When we walk with him, we are together with him. Imagine walking hand in hand. There's an old song that says, hand in hand with Jesus. And if we're walking in his ways and walking with him, then we're together. It suggests we're following him and that he's close to us. Again, Isaiah 43:2 says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. He said, I will be with you. And all through the scripture, we read about God says, I am with you. And walking together suggests that we're going somewhere, that we're headed in some direction. And I believe it also suggests that we're never alone. Hebrews 13:5 reminds us, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have, for he saith, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. In the good times and the hard times, God said, I will never leave you. Psalm 23, remember, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, it's not only having that relationship of walking with the Lord, but specifically when he says, what do I require of thee? He said, to walk in his ways. So what does that mean? What are the ways of God? I believe to find that, we've got to turn to the Word of God. That's where you will find his ways. And if you're going to live in the ways of God, you've got to know God, and you've got to know his word. That's why it's so important that you spend some time in the word every day, whether it be a chapter or even just a few verses, a passage of scripture, or like many who try to read through the Bible in a year. Whatever it is, spend some time in God's word every day and learn of him and learn his ways. Learn how he is and what he expects of you and how he loves you and helps you. The ways of God are found in his word, and he will teach us those ways. I have another scripture from Isaiah, verse 2, or chapter 2 and verse 3. The Bible says, and many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. His word is going out, and he'll teach us his ways. Now, those ways are eternal ways. They will never change. They are everlasting. His ways are right. Psalm 145:17 says, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all of his works. Now, he promised us some blessings if we would walk in his ways. Psalm 128:1 says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walketh in his ways. This kind of goes with our message from last week of fearing the Lord. He said, blessed, you're going to have a blessing. Now, I want to go and read Deuteronomy 28. He speaks of this a lot. I want to read quite a bit here. This is Deuteronomy, same book, Deuteronomy 28. He said, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do according to all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God shall set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt thou be thy fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle." Listen to all these blessings. "An increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shalt thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee." Verse 9 now. "The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways." Boy, what a blessing. You have to go back and read that again. Of all the blessings that God will be, if we just walk in his ways. And so we're left with this question, how? How do we walk in the ways of the Lord? Now, it's important that we know the ways of the Lord. That's where the Bible study comes from. But how do we walk? I believe it comes down to this, just trusting him and following him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him." And listen to this, "and he shall direct thy paths." We will walk in his ways, and he will give us direction if we would just trust him and follow his direction. Jesus said one time, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So are you following the Lord? Are you trusting him? Have you put your faith in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know him? And as you know him and you grow in the Lord, the Lord says, "What is required of thee? But that you walk in his ways." And I hope you do that every day as you learn and as you grow in the Lord. Our time is gone today. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. Word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.